John, I want to start with you. You've got the California Guitar Trio coming in this Thursday night at the Aronoff Center. They, to my knowledge, have not played a public concert here before, have they?
I don't believe so, not that we're aware of. We had them in for a private event a couple years ago, and Steve Lofton, our CEO, and I were able to sit in and watch it, and they just sort of knocked our socks off. When we thought about it then, we said, we need to get a hold of this and get it back in the Jarson Kaplan again. It's just a perfect place for it.
Well, the California Guitar Trio, as virtuosic as they are, is not as easy a call, I wouldn't think, as booking in a Michael Bublé or something, someone who you know without a doubt will sell out in the first day or two.
No, there's education involved with letting the public know who it is and who they are. It's something that when we saw it, it was so much fun. I mean, it appeals to anybody. But if you're a guitar player, it really, because you understand what they're up to and what they're doing, it's something people would really enjoy.
You said fun, and that strikes very, very true, because I think that's part of what people know them as great musicians as they are. There's always an element of fun in their shows. Rich Rodinsky is with us as well. Rich, by the way, will be on that show. We'll be opening with music from his brand new set called Arthur's Garden. Rich, your impressions of the trio?
I think they're fantastic players and really amazing arrangers, and that they'll take stuff that you're familiar with and arrange it for three guitars in ways that are beautiful and surprising and really accessible and often pretty funny. I think one of the great things about them is that they're really great musicians who take the music very seriously but don't take themselves too seriously. And it just makes for a great, enjoyable evening. Even if you're not a serious music fan, it's the kind of thing that you could go and really have a good time. You might hear Dick Dale song next to Bach or something, and it all works together because they're so great at it.
Speaking of unusual arrangements, I want to play just a snippet of something that probably most people are aware of. It's a melody from Samuel Barber from back in probably the 40s, I guess, but it's played countless times at state funerals, at Kennedy's funeral, I think Princess Diana's funeral, and a lot of those solemn occasions. It's the Adagio that was written, of course, for string quartet first, but string orchestra later, but they pull it off with a guitar trio version of the Adagio by Samuel Barber. Let's hear just a bit of that. That's the California Guitar Trio doing Samuel Barber's Adagio, one of the very, very interesting arrangements. This, by the way, is from their new record called Masterworks, with music by Bach and Barber and Beethoven and Rossini. And there's a William Tell Overture version on there. And as Rich was saying, they do go from there, from William Tell to Dick Dale or to Pipeline. And let's hear a little bit of that old thing. Shows you the contrast of what the California Guitar Trio can do with Samuel Barber followed up by Pipeline. They have a Robert Fripp connection. What is that connection?
They studied under Robert Fripp and worked with this new standard tuning, which I don't understand, but it's a complex guitar tuning that they're into, and then worked with him as part of his League of Crafty Gentlemen, and they opened for King Crimson on some tours and worked with Adrian Belew a little. So that's where they met, with studying under Fripp.
And this tuning thing, Rich, you can shed a little more light on that.
I know that in the lower registers, it's, if I'm not mistaken, is similar to, like a cello tuning where there's fifths, where a traditional guitar is tuned in fourths. And then I believe on the high string, they have a fourth instead of a fifth. I think the low string's a C, which is considerably lower than the standard guitar E, and allows them to play things that get into the cello range, and they can get away with playing a lot of classical stuff that you wouldn't otherwise be able to play on guitar.
So I wonder, is it something they retune throughout a show, or they play in that standard tuning all the time?
To the best of my knowledge, they play in it all the time. It's a tuning that Robert Fripp sort of invented, and everybody that took his guitar craft course, you are required to use that tuning, and these guys really took to it and found it to be really flexible and have used it to this day.
showing my ignorance here. When a guitar is tuned in this tuning, then you're playing chords totally different than you normally would be?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Fingering? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's new, which is one of the upsides, you know.
Starting all over?
And even some of the strings are switched around, too. It's not using the standard string set.
And even some of the guitars are built a little bit differently to accommodate the lower tension on the low strings to get the lower pitches.
We're with John Herrick, who is the director of ticketing services at Cincinnati Arts Association, and Rich Wardinsky, who will be opening the show. Rich, I would assume you've got a bunch from Arthur's Garden, your latest set, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to play some Arthur's Garden stuff and some other solo things.
Tell us about Arthur's Garden for folks who aren't familiar with that quite yet.
Well, it's a little bit like the California Guitar Trio in that it's a lot of music that's arranged for strictly acoustic instruments. Lots of 12-string and playing a dobro with a bow and lots of unusual things, but everything's very strictly acoustic. It was kind of a Brian Eno-esque approach where I chose to not use any digital effects of any kind, no artificial reverbs or anything. So it's a kind of a fun, purist approach to this particular recording, and I think it gives it a really strong flavor.
There's a tune called Eventide on Arthur's Garden. Let's listen to some of that. Rich Wardinsky's music from his most recent collection called Arthur's Garden is a visit with Rich and with John Herrick. We've got the California Guitar Trio coming in this Thursday night. It is an 8 o'clock show at the Aronoff. How are things going there as far as ticketing?
It's going well. There's still some tickets available, and it's in the Jarson Kaplan Theater there. It's not in the big hall, which is an incredible room for this type of performance.
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to hear wonderfully, and you'll be able to see wonderfully. And, you know, these three guys, they're fun to watch.
We look forward to it. It's Thursday night. With John Herrick and Rich Wardinsky, I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.